Good morning, everybody. It's Living Word Sunday Change Experience. Come and join in with us for a time of worship. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You've been so good to me.
Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me.
Yes. Come on in, everybody. Come on in. It's the Sunday Change Experience. Woo-hoo, yeah. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. Unearned, 100% grace. Come on in, everybody. Good morning, good morning. Or whenever you're watching this today, glad to have you. Opening up with the reckless love of God.
When I was your fool, mm-hmm. Your love still far from me. But you have been so, so good.
So, so good to me.
And when I had no worth, you paid it all.
Hallelujah! He paid it all. It's Communion Sunday. Get your communion elements ready. Reckless love of God. Fights till I'm found. Leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it. Jesus earned it for me. Hey! Reckless love of God. Welcome to Living Words Sunday Change Experience. I'm David Brown, founding pastor of Living Word Ministries, Baltimore, and this is our church online ministry, and glad that you have joined us on this first Sunday in a brand new month. It is April already. It just seems to me that time is flying by. If you don't sense that, my God. But thank you so much for joining us on this, our first Sunday coming back together after a great month of celebration and ministry and teaching from my daughter, Sierra, my son, Justin, and my son in the Lord, my good friend and first assistant, Pastor Clayton Rory. They did an incredible job, an outstanding job, bringing the word of the Lord to you over the past several weeks. And I'm back here on the first Sunday to celebrate with you the Lord's table, Holy Communion, and bring a word in season that I believe is going to be a tremendous blessing to you on this beautiful Sunday. So don't forget, get your communion things ready. All you need is a liquid and a solid. Whatever you have, that's what we're going to use for Holy Communion. If you got a cracker, you got wine, you have grape juice, you have a little piece of bread, just get those elements together. Don't ever not receive Holy Communion. Always, whenever you can, receive Holy Communion. We talked about it last month, about the early church. They received communion on a daily basis. On a daily basis. We do it once a month, and it's very important that you participate And remember, have a commemoration of the fact that Jesus paid a high price for us and that we are healed by the power of the Most High God. I want to say good morning to everybody, Living Word family. Good morning to our partners and friends who join us. And good morning to you wherever you are viewing or listening to, because we're on Spotify and Amazon. God has just opened up so many doors for us, and we are so grateful to have you with us. So thank God for all of you who are here today sharing the Word of God. Good morning to Miss April J., the founder and CEO of WPB Media Networks. She edits, their company edits our program every Sunday, and she is the reason why we are on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music to reach more people and share the Word of the Lord with so many people all around the world. The possibilities are endless with so many people having access to us through WPB Media. And I want to say a special welcome all over the networks and the platforms. So those of you who are joining us for the first time, we love first-time guests. And when you join us for the first time, we want to say hello to you. And don't forget, at the end of today's message, we have some good announcements for you. We can also give you the opportunity to sow seed into the kingdom of God, bless us financially, and help us with what we are doing to the grace of God. So stay tuned. Don't rush off. Stick with us. I want to talk to you today about too good to be true. That's my subject today. Too good to be true. Might want to put a question mark on that. Too good to be true? This month, the team and I, we're going to be talking about unlikely heroes. Unlikely heroes from the Word of God. And our subtopic, is if God can use them, these unlikely heroes, then God can use anybody. He can use you. So let's start with a few verses out of Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11, verses 11 and 12. And Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" This is Sarah's response to the word of the Lord coming to her, saying that she would conceive and have a son. They've been trying for years to have a kid. It just never worked out for them. And so they tried to work things out themselves and not really stick with the promise of God, and got one of Sarah's handmaidens to come in to Abraham and bring forth a child for them. But that wasn't the child that God said was coming. God said Sarah and Abraham would be having a child, and they had to receive that word by faith. And you see here, Sarah is listed in the book of Hebrews. We'll get into that in just a few moments. Sarah is laughing at the word of the Lord. Laughing. She's laughing. And she's got good reason, because she's old. And the Bible says past the age of childbearing. Let's look at how interesting it is, how the goodness of God in our lives, you'll go along with this, sometimes seems too good to be true. Sometimes we read the promises of God to us, it sounds like it's too good to be true. You say, this is too good, too good. You know, you ever heard something too good to be true? Well, that's where a lot of people think. God is good, I want to tell you today, and it's not too good to be true. This is a real beautiful access that Jesus prepared for us through his work at Calvary so that we can have access to God. I came to tell you today, his goodness is not only good, it's better than good. Hallelujah. It's better than good. And it's not too good to be true. Because Jesus, we, some of the unlikeliest people, like Sarah, qualify to be recipients of the goodness of God. Hard to believe it's so good. But we are qualified because of Jesus. I went to a church one time in right here in Maryland. Went to a church, visited a church one Sunday morning. And the guy was talking about how much of a worm we are and how dirty, rotten. He actually used the words dirty, rotten, filthy worm. God used a dirty, rotten, filthy worm like me. Well, we're not dirty, rotten, filthy worms because Jesus paid the price so that we can be identified as the children of God, not dirty, filthy, rotten worms. So you look at Sarah in her old age, conceiving and having a baby with her husband who was older than she was and feeble. And she said his loins weren't strong. But Sarah came around and by faith became one of the heroes of faith in the Word of God in Hebrews chapter 11. She is named among the heroic men and women of faith in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, if Sarah, who was in the Old Testament under an old covenant, could see through a glass darkly, didn't have the insight that you and I have as a result of being exposed to Scripture, as a result of understanding the new covenant of God, she didn't have any of that. She didn't have any Bible to go to. She didn't have any of that. And if she could see through the glass, could see through the fog of the covenant that she was under and receive the promise of God, look at Hebrews 11:11. It says, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. She judged him faithful, that's God, who had promised. Therefore, sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. What that's saying is, because of Sarah's faith, along with her husband, because of Sarah's belief in what God said he would do, he did it. There are now an innumerable number of people who have access to God the Father because of actions of a woman named Sarah who said, I believe God. Sounds too good to be true, but it isn't. Now, in the Message Bible, it reads like this. I like the way it reads. Listen to this. It says, by faith, barren Sarah was able to become pregnant, old woman as she was at the time, because she believed the one who made a promise would do what he said. It's hard not to shout on this kind of stuff. That's how it happened that from one man's dead and shriveled loins, this is the Message Bible. I love the Message Bible. From one man's dead and shriveled loins, there are now people numbering into the millions. And that's really a number that's below what Jesus came to save. He came to save the whole world. So there are billions of people who are a part of the family of God because of what Jesus has done. Listen, if God used Sarah, under the old covenant, she had limited understanding of who God was, very limited. They said a lot of things that just weren't true of God because they just didn't have the revelation. They didn't have the understanding. They didn't have the knowledge. Sarah, the Bible says, laughed. She laughed. And her laughter was a laughter of cynicism. Her laughter was a laughter of impossibility. She's talking about this can't happen. She says, will I have pleasure in my old age? Woo-hoo! Will I have pleasure in my old age? Will I again enjoy my husband and conceive and have a child? Yes. Sarah, it's not too good to be true. It is true. And I come to tell you today, it's not too good to be true for you. God is that good. His love is that extensive and expansive. He loves you to that degree. Now, folks, listen. How much more will we, under the new covenant, will God, who is our Father, use us? If he used Sarah, how much more will he use you and me under grace with our understanding of who God is? Sarah didn't refer to God as their Father. She didn't have that comprehension. She didn't have that revelation. Jesus came and taught us who we were. He removed the veil and showed us who we are. He said, you are the children of God. And so when you pray, say, our Father, not our God, and he is our God. But he said, how I relate to you is as a father. So now we understand that God is our Father. I'm a father. I've got 7 children. So I understand fatherhood. I love to provide and help and extend blessings to my children. How much more does God the Father want to bless and extend to you blessings in your life? Come on now, somebody say amen. So if Sarah was used, folks, so can you and I be used. Our ability to be used by God should skyrocket under the new covenant. As we divulge ourselves of religious thinking, as we shake off of us the bondages of religiosity and churchianity, and as we embrace God as our Father, Abba, Abba, affectionately meaning daddy. Oh my God, I love it. We will see things manifested in our lives like never before because we understand our relationship with God the Father. The Bible says Jesus became one of us, God in the flesh, God among us, Emmanuel, God is with us. Hallelujah. Jesus became one of us, and he did that to show us how to have a personal relationship with God as our Father. That's what he came for. Book of Hebrews teaches us that Christ and his ministry is superior to Moses in the old covenant. We're under a new covenant, the covenant of grace. We got to embrace the grace. Embrace the grace. The grace of God not only delivers us out of Egypt, but listen to what else the grace of God does. The grace of God delivers us from Egypt, and then the grace of God gets Egypt out of us, takes Egypt out of our thinking, takes Egypt out of our mindset, takes Egypt out of our perspective. We're no longer slaves to sin. We've been set free by the power and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. God took us out of Egypt, and now he's taking Egypt, wrong thinking, wrong mentality, slave mentality, out of our consciousness. Now we can sit back and rest because Jesus did all the work. We can rest because Jesus did all the work. The rest that we find in the Lord Jesus Christ is greater than the rest that the old covenant people had in the Sabbath. They had a Sabbath day rest, and God was tipped in typology, showing us that we can have overall 100% rest through what Jesus did on the cross. Because Jesus took care of all of the work, now we can rest in what he has done and enjoy the fruitfulness of his sacrifice. The Bible says Jesus brought us better promises, some great promises in the old covenant, but Jesus brought us better promises, demonstrating that there's no separation between the Father and his children. Let me say that again. Jesus brings better promises because the old covenant separated the people from God. Then the veil in the temple was split in two from the top to the bottom. The veil that separated man from God, that separated our existence from God the Father, was split. Now you and I have direct access to God, our Father, because of what Jesus did. Isn't that exciting? Jesus said these words. He said, I and the Father are one. Jesus is the first begotten of many. That part of the many is me. Part of the many is you. He's the first begotten of many brethren. So he's our elder brother, but we are also sons and daughters of the Most High God because of Jesus. And so Jesus said, you looking for the Father? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And folks, you and I can say the same thing. Anybody looking for God? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I'm made in his image. I'm made in his likeness. I'm just like him. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Why? We've got the same DNA. Hallelujah. You and I have the same DNA. What? David Brown, that sounds too good to be true. I came to tell you today, it's not too good to be true. It is true. Jesus paid the full price, and now we are recipients of his handiwork, and we're excited. Now watch this. Jesus' sacrifice happened once. The Bible says he was offered up once, and never needs to be repeated. Jesus' sacrifice never needs to be repeated. He paid it all. Jesus paid it all. What does all mean? All means all. All means nothing excluded. Glory to God. All means nothing excluded. There's nothing else for you and I to pay. Jesus paid it. All we have to do is thank him and then walk in the abundant life that he has provided for us. Stop all the works. It's not by works. It's not by what you do. Patty cake, all this, got to do this, got to do that, all these religious things. We don't have to do them. Jesus has already paid it all. All to him we owe. Now, what we can do now, listen, we can laugh with the laughter of joy. We can laugh with the laughter of gratitude. We can laugh with the laughter of thanksgiving. We can happily express our appreciation to God for what he's done for the Lord Jesus Christ. Sarah laughed. And folks, you and I can laugh also, a different kind of place, coming from a different place, coming from gratitude, coming from thankfulness for what he has done for us. It's almost too good to be true, what Jesus did for us. Almost too good to be true, but it's not. I'm qualified. You are qualified because of Jesus. We qualify for what? Well, we qualify for what Jesus said we had. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We qualify for an abundant life now, in this time, to enjoy everything Jesus paid for. We are now recipients of all of that blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus? He came to give us an abundant life, and he came to give it, listen, to the entire world. He came to give life to the entire world. And did he do it? He got it done. He accomplished it. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you today that we qualify because of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory that you have qualified us through your first begotten Son. And now are we the sons and daughters of God. and recipients of the reckless, limitless love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts for Holy Communion. Let's prepare right now for Holy Communion. I have my elements here. I want you to get yours ready. Let's get ready to receive. The scripture says that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he blessed it. Father, we bless this bread that we are about to receive to remind us of the great sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he break it. Let's break it. And he gave it to his disciples. And he said, let's eat. Partake of it together. Let's receive it together in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we proclaim that with his stripes we're healed, not going to be healed, not hope to be healed. We are healed. With the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for it. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And the Bible says that in the same manner, he took the cup. And he said, this is my blood shed for the remission of sin. Jesus eradicated sin. Sin no longer has any power over us. We've been declared the righteousness of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, take and drink ye all of it. Let's receive together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on this first Sunday communion as we remember what Jesus did for us. It's almost too good to be true. But I'm telling you, it's true. And working in my life and working in yours, you qualify. Thank you, Lord, for the meal that heals. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us what Christ did for us. Amen and amen. Now I want to extend to you the opportunity to sow, to give into the kingdom of God through this ministry. First of all, thank all of you who do give, those of you who tithe and give offerings. Thank you for planting into the good ground of Living Word. And Dawn and I are believing God with you for a harvest commensurate with your seed sown. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:8, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So that's what we believe God and set ourselves in agreement with you. Living Word is good ground. We got five ways to give, five ways to plant your seed. You can give by Cash App, $LWM Cathedral 1. See it right there on the screen. Take a screenshot if you can so you can have those ways to give available to you. You can also give by Zelle. Zelle doesn't charge any fees. If you can do that, that's great. Just go to mylivingwordgiving@gmail.com. That's mylivingwordgiving@gmail.com and give through Zelle. You can also download the tithe.ly application. Go to your Google Play Store or your Apple Store and download the tithe.ly app. Type in Living Word Baltimore. There's a lot of Living Words out there. They got a great one in Chicago, but they got Living Words all over the place, and we don't want you to give to the wrong Living Word. Just put in Living Word Baltimore, and then you can follow all of the prompts. You can also give by text. You can text to give by texting the word GIVE to 844-459-0749. And you can mail your checks and your money orders made payable to Living Word to our new address. If you don't have it, take a note of that. I love that screenshot thing. It's so easy to do. Living Word, 6400 Baltimore National Pike, Suite 170A, Box 221, and that's Baltimore 21228. Baltimore, Maryland 21228, and give that way. Thank you for your giving, and may God multiply your seed sown even a thousandfold according to Deuteronomy 1:11. And folks, remember to follow us all week long, Monday through Friday. We're on social media. If you're on Facebook, if you have an Instagram account, if you are on X, which used to be Twitter, if you have LinkedIn, a lot of people, we got thousands of people that communicate with us on LinkedIn and on Threads. That's a little slow, but that's coming along too. And on, we'd love to have you follow us all week long. My handle is David Brown G51 on all of those social media sites. David Brown G51. Follow us all week. You'll be blessed. We got word every day in the morning, a 2-minute devotional that you'll be blessed by, and all kind of things that you can watch and enjoy. So now, the benediction for this Sunday: may the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you, may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, may the Lord be gracious unto you, may he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Make it a great Sunday and make it a great week. God bless you. See you next time.